Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Bar Mitzvah Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. The Parachah Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadayim. We say in our Rosh Hashanah davening, B'galoschem Alkenu Al Har Sinai L'lamed L'amcha Yisrael Torah Mitzvahs V'sashmiyem Es Hoyid Kolcha B'divros Kotchecha Melabos Eish B'koilos U'vrokim Aleim Niklesa U'b'kol HaShofar Aleim Hofata. When you revealed your kingship on Har Sinai, when you revealed yourself our king on Har Sinai to teach your nation Israel Torah and mitzvahs, and you made them hear the glory of your voice and your holy words, fire with sound, with lightning, you revealed yourself to them, and with the sound of the shofar, you were revealed. In the Gadol Shel Pesach of Yezri, he writes in what we say, Ilu kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai, if you would have just brought us to Har Sinai and you wouldn't have given us the Torah, that would have been enough. What's a dayenu over here? All of Maamad Har Sinai was for the sake of Matan Torah. So what's the dayenu if you'd have brought us to Har Sinai and you hadn't given us the Torah? Says the Avi Ezri, you're right, there were giluyim, God revealed himself at Har Sinai, it was gevaldik. But how's that compared to the actual giving of the Torah? How can you say dayenu? That would have been enough if God hadn't given us the Torah. See, Avi Ezri writes, based on what it says in the Gemara in Yuma, Chavchesam and Beis, Kiyam Avram Avinu was called a Torah Kula, Achelo Nitnaga. Avram Avinu was Mekayim the Torah until, even before, it was given. And how did he understand what the Torah wanted? And if Shechaim writes at the end of Shar Aleph, that he was masik b'Torah sichlo hatikunim anaroyim anasim b'chol mitzvah b'halamas v'kochos halyonim v'tachtoinim. He was masik with his pure seichel, all the tikunim, all the awesome tikunim that are done with every mitzvah in the olamos, and the kochos halyonim v'tachtoinim. Avraham Avinu was masik all the tikunim, and the pagamim gedolim v'chur ben harisa chas v'shalom anigramim mehem lo hikayim was mitzvah chas v'shalom, and all the destruction that's wrought when they don't keep the mitzvahs, God forbid. So when the Jewish people were elevated to Har Sinai, Memela, they were masik all the tikkunim and all of the mitzvahs and all of the destruction and corruption that's wrought by Averis and all the Olamas. And that's what it means. Ilu kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai ubegulia amaymer anichbad haynu ina makabel lein all mitzvahs shmiras kol Torah kula. Just being masik, in other words, at Har Sinai, even before we got the Torah, since we had all the giluyim, we understand the koach of the mitzvah and the koach of the avera. So memela, we would have kept Torah and mitzvahs just based on the giluy at Har Sinai, and we would have kept it just like the avos HaKadoshim, just like they kept it, because they understood, we also would have kept it. Ilu kirvanu lifnei Har Sinai b'lo nasan lenu es haTorah, even if God hadn't given us the Torah, per se, directly, qua Torah, we just would have been masig the Torah, we would have understood, we would have perceived the Torah, that would have been dayenu. Since, God afterwards gave us the Torah, we're very, very happy. But had God just brought us to Har Sinai, not given us the Torah, we would have understood, we would have been masig all the tikkunim and all the hashchasas of the los assays and all the tikkunim of the assays, and that would have been enough, just like Avraham Avinu. What's the difference between the chiluk? What's the chiluk, or the difference between shmiras haTorah b'mitzvah shbechinas avos and shmiras la'achar matan Torah? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, the Sof Shar Aleph, that since the avos were mekayim Torah only because of their hasaga, if they were masik beruach kotsham, that eitz latzus l'ashem efer Torah secha, like Yankov Avinu, there was masik l'fi sharish nishmasa, that he will be able to make tremendous tikkunim when he marries two sisters, which Alpitori and Alada do, and Amram, when he married his aunt Yocheved, they can do that. But in Matan Torah, now we have kiyum hamitzvahs b'chiyuv u'b'lo kol cheshbonos. And now we just have to keep the mitzvahs. There are no cheshbonos anymore. That's it. Lo b'shamayim hi. We were given the Torah, and it's a done deal. We have to keep it. We can't make, I'm going to make tikkunim now. I marry this goyish woman. It'll be a great tikkun for Klal Yisrael. Give al the kiruv. No. Can't do that. And therefore, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who saw Baruch Kodesh, that he's going to have banim she'enam hagunim, he refrained from getting married. And Yeshaya Novi said to him, Ki meis ata b'lo sechia, you're going to die and you're not going to live. You're meis b'olam hazen, you're not going to be chai l'olam havo chalila. Because b'hadei kavshi d'rachman olam alach, what are you doing with God's secrets? And after Matan Torah, you're not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah, even l'shem shamayim, and because you've had sagas and ruach hakodesh, like the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So you can have a sagas, oh, I'll have bad children, that's no excuse not to have them. You got to do what you got to do. The Avri Ezri also writes that the Nefesh HaChaim says is a chilek l'dina. Ubeikar ha'mayla shebematav lachar matan Torah lumas ha'matav shebekiyum ha'mitzvah sa'idi ha'sagas sharash v'inyanam b'nevuah. And the Ikar Maila, in the situation that's after Matan Torah, in contrast to this, to the situation we're in, when we're masik the inyan of the mitzvahs benevuah. So what does he mean by this? What's the nafkamina? So the Medrash says in Tanchuma, kachas Aaron. Take Aaron and bring him to the mountain, and he's going to die there. God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, do me a favor, tell Aaron he's going to die because I'm embarrassed to tell him. Wow. So what does this mean? If he doesn't deserve to die, then why is he dying? And if he deserves to die, then why is God embarrassed? And if he's embarrassed, how does it help that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to save? So if the Yud Gimel Ikrim of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's different than, one of them is that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is different than the Nevuah of other Nevi'im, and that's what it says in Yevamos, Tanya Kol, Nevi'im Nistaklu Bas Baklari She'ena Me'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu Nistaklu Bas Baklari Hame'ira, Ba'amrim Kol Nevi'im, Ha'ayin Nevuas Ha'arim B'chlolam. So we have in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu saw with a clear vision, with a clear looking glass, and the other Nevi'im didn't have a clear looking glass. And Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than all the Nevi'im. We say all the Nevi'im, Nevuas Aaron was included. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron and to Miriam, Im yeh Nevi'achem Hashem v'mareh elav esvada. Rashi says, Im yulechem Nevi'im Shechinas Shemein Niklis elav basbeklar Milu v'chalom v'chizayon. If you're Nevi'im, I'm not going to show myself to you clearly. You're going to see me in a dream. You're going to see me in a vision. Arloikein avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. So Moshe Rabbeinu was qualitatively different than all of the other Nevi'im. Even Aaron and Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu had a clear vision, and the Buas Moshe Rabbeinu Atzma is one of the Yidgimel Ikrim. There's a hevdel between his Nesag B'Bchinas Levua and his Nesag B'Bchinas Torah, because Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Har'eini na es kvodecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Ki lo yirani adam b'chai, you can't see me and live. On the other hand, it says in the Pasuk, V'dibar Hashem al Moshe panam el panam kashe yidabar ish al re'ayu. So v'smaitis, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him face to face. So how can you say, Ki lo yirani adam b'chai, when you have another pasuk that says V'dibar al Moshe panam el panam kashe yidabar ish al re'ayu? So it's muchrich from this, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, that's Torah to be mitzavet, to teach to the Jewish people. And Torah is chachmol yonah, v'aydei chachmas ha'Torah, you can get to Milus Elyonos of Das Hashem, until Chazal even said, Chacham Adif Minavi, that through Chachmas HaTorah, you know more than Nevuah, which is Ayidei Re'iyah. And that's only because everything which was, is, and will be is all alluded to in the Torah, like the Gras says in the Sefer Tzniusa. And Ayidei HaTorah, you can see Kavod Hashem, because Re'iyah that comes from Yediyas Chachmas HaTorah is a different, it's an Andrew sort, it's a different Madrega. It's even greater than Nevuah, Chacham Adif Minavi. The Gemara already writes this in his Biur to the Raya Mehimna. So on one hand, Alts Nevuah, Lo Yirani Adam B'chai. But V'dibar Hashem Al Moshe Panim Al Panim Kashi Yedabru Yishel Re'eyu, that's his Saga in Torah. That's on a much higher level. According to this, we can explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, I say Tov, Emelol Aaron, Alamizah, Shani Bosh Lomelo, tell Aaron he's going to die, I'm embarrassed. Because it says in the Yalkut in Parshas Chukas that Moshe said, what sin did Aaron do? What sin did Aaron do by the eagle? Mikan, Shanit Palo, Ravarikov, Ravar, somebody who is accompanying a sinner is like the sinner himself. Mavilal Arayan, Aaron Kadosh Hashem, is Nitpal Moshe Rabbeinu B'dvar Hashem, Like it says, Kachas Amata Bakel Sa'ida Atavar Nachicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, take your mata, gather the people, you and Aaron, your brother. He was in such a high madrega. And Moshe Rabbeinu had such a subtle avera by the name Meriva. So why here is Aaron? When it says Nitbal over Avera Kover Avera, it's talking about the Mei Meriva, the chait of the hitting the rack, whatever the chait was there. So what's the chait? Kamsha Nitbal, those who accompany those who sin are like the sinners themselves. What was his great sin? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Take Aaron and tell him, because I'm embarrassed to tell him. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embarrassed, how's Moshe Rabbeinu going to tell him? The answer is that the Madrega of Aaron Benavu was Bas Baklari Sheina Meira. He didn't have such clarity. And with this Havana, it's not so clear that one is required to reach this perfect level of Shleimus. Because Bas Baklari Sheina Meira, there's no Tviya. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ani bo shlomer lo b'nevuah," because on the level of nevuah, if I speak to Aaron, then I'm embarrassed to tell him, because on the level of nevuah, it doesn't make sense that we demand such a high level, such a subtle avera at Meimariv, whatever it was. So many different mefarshim give suggestions as to what the avera was. You see that it wasn't the biggest deal. If it was such a big deal, it would have been a pashat avera. It was a very not pashat avera. Everybody comes up with something else. What it was. So b'nevuah, it's hard to explain to him what he did wrong. The Omek Din Shemaim, therefore I'm embarrassed. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, do a tova and tell Aaron Alamisa. In other words, you tell him with your aspaklaria. Not only is it more mayor, but it's an aspaklaria shel Torah, that the tviya of the Torah, the demand of the Torah, is the highest level of shlemus and perfect maisim, without any shade of blemish, kechut asayra, like it says Masa Moshe. Hishkin b'shachrit v'holich lo yitzel aharon v'yisul kori aharon achi yored etzel avram aloi ma'ra'isa l'hashkin b'lova l'kana yom alam moishe d'var minatoi yisim ahar b'laylo miskashe lihar b'elechin ishkamti uvasi yetzlecha amar lo amau adav amar lo eini yodea amai adav el eini yodea shebesefer bereishis hu habe yosef v'nikra bo natlu sefer bereishis v'kara bo kol parashu parashim bo kol achas v'achas amar yofi also v'yofi bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in Shigil, the Brias Adam, Amar Moshe, Ma Omar Ladam, Shehevi Mavis Lolam Rolaran Moshechi, Otamar Devrazen, and Okablum Zeres Elokim. So the Medrash relates that Moshe Rabbeinu comes early in the morning to Aaron. He starts reading from the Torah. Aaron comes. He says, why are you coming so early? He says, I'm thinking and learning, and I have some kashas, and therefore I came to you. So Aaron said, what's the issue? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know. I just know it's in Bereishis. They start reading Bereishis, they read each parsha, and they say, God did good here, God did good there. They keep saying, they're giving God his validation, kviyachol. And when they get to Briya Sa'ada, Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are you gonna say about a person who brought death to the world? So Aaron said, Moshe, my brother, we were Makabu Gzeres Elokim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring Aaron to this perspective of Drisus Hashlemus Shel HaTorah, and therefore he's going to be Matzdik the Din. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Akubal Alecha Lamas Amalohein Amalehna Allahar. He says, you're ready to die? Aaron said, yeah. He says, let's go up to the mountain. So we learn from this that only this Bechina of Torah that was given by Spaklar and Meira, it's Torah dafka, it's not just Nevuah. That's Re'i Amamish, Panim B'Panim, face to face. That brought the clear vision of Aaron that shows, that displays this Tviya for Shlemus Mukhletes, for complete Shlemus. Shteitin Bava Basra, Samachay Amid Aleph, that if you give a field to your friend, you give him the derech also to the field, you give him the pathway. When you give generously, Bava Basra, 65a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come between you and Briyosef, Mavodazar at the beginning. So when we're demanded to reach Shlemus, so we have the Hasaga to get there, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have complaints. And when you give us a field, and you give him the pathway also, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the pathway to reach the Torah, so we can understand the Hasagas of Shlemus. And therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yilu Kirvanos Ne'arsinev L'anas L'anas HaTorah. We would have been masig the mitzvahs b'chinas nevuah, like the Avos, Dayenu, but Alachas Kama V'Kama, that we have a much higher Madrega, that we have this Hasag of Panim B'Panim. Drishas Shlemus Mukhletes. Now that we got the Torah, it's even better. Ad kan Torah of Divrei Avi Ezri. And Rav Meller, quoted in the Shaila Torah, takes this a step further, page Kuf Lamed Ches, that we still have to understand if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Aaron about the Misa, because Aaron Lafiyaz Madrega Nevu, which is also by Klari Shein HaMe'ira, the demands of an Aaron wouldn't have been understood, and he can say, what sin did I do? And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, had to say to him, Al Pidrishas HaTorah, which is also Lamala, which is even higher, it's an Aspaklari HaMe'ira, it's an even more clear vision, it's Al Pitorah, and Al Pimoshe's Havan of the Torah. So the Alpi Zem, or Aaron HaKohen, was Makabal Yonash Misa, and it was Matzdik the Din. And then we have another Kashif. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not tell Aaron himself, Alpi Drishas HaTorah? Why did he need Moshe to bring him to this Mabat, to this perspective, Alpi Drishas HaTorah? Why didn't he do it himself? So it says in the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Bava Metziah, and Pei Bava Med Aleph, that they had a Machlokas in the Masifta Durakia. What's the Din? If you have a Baheres, which comes before the Seir Lavan, first comes the white spot, then comes the white hair, he's Tameh. The Seir Lavan comes first, before the Baharis, he's Tar. Let's say there's a Suffolk which came first. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tahor, and the Yeshiva Shel Maila say Tameh, a Maridika Gemara. It's probably the most interesting Gemara in Shas. They're all interesting, but this is Mamish, knock your socks off interesting. A machleges tzvishna Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Masifta Durkiya, not the Masifta Gemaras, those beautiful Gemaras, which cost you about $10,000 for the nice big set, but it's worth every penny, every agura, whatever you're spending on them. Maybe 10,000 shekel, maybe 10,000 lirot. I'm an older man. I remember when Eretz Yisrael still had lirot. That was something like you go buy waffles, you know, like a little bit package of waffling for 4,000 lirot. Funny time in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the going back to the 1970s, I'm a child of the 70s, not of the 60s. Then I would have had long hair, and I might have ended up chas v'shalom in Woodstock. So it's the Masifta Durakia said, Tomei, if you have a Safek, Kodesh Baruch Hu Zoktar. So they said, who's here? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, ani yachad b'negoyim. I'm a yachad in negoyim. I'm a yachad in olos. So they sent a shliach. And the Malach HaMavis couldn't get near him. He didn't stop learning. Torah and Eitz Chaim and the Machazikim, but the Malach HaMavis couldn't get learning. Then a wind flew. A wind blew and caused the bushes to rustle when he imagined it to be a troop of soldiers. And then he said, let me die rather than be delivered into the hands of the state. As he was dying, he said, clean, clean, tar, tar. And then a heavenly voice cried out, happy are you, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, whose body is pure and whose soul departed in purity. And then a missive fell from heaven into Pumbedisa, and it was written on this note, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni has been summoned by the Heavenly Academy. Says the Gemara, Sever Gunda the Parshahu, so he thought it was soldiers. Armor like Tainach Nafsha, Dahu Gavra, Velo Yemarsi Banda Machusa, let him die, not given over to the kingdom. And when he died, he said, Tar, Tar. And then the Baskol said, Ashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Shagufcha Tar, Viyatza Nishmascha Vitar. So we learn from the Gemara that after the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, Loba Shemaimi, and to be Machriya the Din of Torah Tameh, they needed the Hachra of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. He's going to be Koveya. Because Lo B'Shamayim, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, Paskins, drum roll, Perek Beis Halachates, if Beharis comes before Lavan or Lavan comes first, that the din is that he's Tamei, Dan, Daran, Dan, Fraktikes of Mishnah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tar. And he answered, Lo B'Shamayim, Lo B'Shamayim. He said, but wait a second. But, right, Lo B'Shamayim, but Rabbi Bar Nachmani Paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tar. And answers the Kesef Mishnah, famous answer, that since the Psak of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was B'Shas Misaso, about this we also say Lo B'Shamayim. And since it's Lo B'Shamayim, we're going to Paskin like the Talmud, like the Tanakama Paskin's Tameh. So if Perek Dalad and Egoim, and also Stam Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Hei, Tameh. Interesting. The Gemara above Metzia and Tesan Beis, it says Tanan Hasam Chatzchul Chilios Fenasam Chol Ben Choyel Chulia. Rabbi Elazar Mitar Chum Mitam, and they had an argument about the Tumah and Tara of an oven that was cut into pieces and put back together with sand. So he said, if the halacha is like me, Mina Shemaim Yochichu, when a baskel came out and said, Rabbi Elazar, and said to everybody, what are you doing by Rabbi Elazar? That halacha is Kamosa B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yeshua stood up and he said, Lo B'Shemaim Hi, my Lo B'Shemaim Hi, I'm Rabbi Yirmi, Yeshua, I'm the Torah, I have Sinai, and I'm Shkichim B'Baskel, we don't care about the baskel, because you already wrote in your Torah, Achori Rabbim Lahatos, you have to follow the Rabbim. So Rav Nassim found Elio, and he said, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now at this time? And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiling. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiling? Because he said, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni, you beat me. They said to Yoshua, ask in Shemaim, and he said, no, we don't ask halachas from Shemaim. Lo b'shemayim hi. So according to this, it would appear that not only linyan kviyas ha'alocha lo b'shemayim hi, because the achra, the decision, was given over to the Chachmei Yisrael Shebetor, and that's why they needed the achra, Rabbi Ben Achmeini, and more than this, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Torah, that halacha is like the Stam Mishnah, that Tameh, that lo b'shemayim hi, so too with respect to the demand from Aaron HaKohen, on the Chet of Mei Meriba, they asked Aaron Machota, and Aaron HaKohen himself doesn't understand what his sin is. Even the Fidargas Nevuaso, and only Alpidrisha Satara that requires such a high level of Shlemus, even higher than Nevuah, even Vaspakari Hameira requires, because this is a level of Torah, and even a higher level. And only then will be Matzik the Din. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could tell him, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekabel the Torah. Torah is called Al Shemo, Zichru Torah is Moshe, Avdi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Shalom Rela. Because to tell him Aaron bin Nevuah, Aaron's going to say Machatosi Alpi Nevuah, nothing is to that, wasn't required of him, that level of Tzidkus. And only a drisha al pidrisha satora, which is lo b'shamayim hi, only that Aaron can understand. Only that Moshe Rabbeinu can tell him. Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because lo b'shamayim hi. And that, sweet friends, is noira noirois v'tzarech iyun od b'davar hazeh. So now we have some insight into this Gemara, into lo b'shamayim hi, into mamish moiri dikazachin. Shvizoch elumod v'lami lishma v'lasas. Well, the kaim is called divrei salma teresa v'yahava. Amen. Shalom. Shalom. Sweetest. Must be.